Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Lucille Ball, Mary Tyler Moore, and Carol Burnett are three comedians whose lives and careers are featured in Funny Ladies, the first episode in the third season of the PBS series Pioneers of Television. It airs tomorrow evening on SDPB-TV at 7 Central, 6 Mountain. Other episodes include primetime soap, superheroes, and miniseries. The series is produced by BT Media in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and joining us now is writer-producer Mike Trinkline. Mr. Trinkline, thanks for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
And who are your favorite TV comedians? You can join the conversation. I'm on Twitter at CarlSDPB, or you can email the program at midday@sdpb.org. Well, Mr. Trinkline, to begin, how did you choose which television funny ladies to include in the show?
Well, it's always something of a challenge because we only have an hour, and you've got to find a way to pack as much in as you possibly can. I will say part of it is just who's around. You know, we've lost a few of our important funny ladies, like Lucille Ball. Of course, we still highlighted her in the show. But it is a bit of a challenge fitting them all in, so we try to go with the iconic ones that people remember most.
Carol Burnett, Mary Tyler Moore, featured quite prominently in the program. And I understand that Phyllis Diller was one of the people you interviewed for the show, but this was her very last interview?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's something that tends to happen when you're interviewing people who've have had long established careers in television. Phyllis Diller was a real fun woman to interview. She sort of is in the interview much the same as she is on screen, kind of that wacky persona. Not everybody's like that. It was interesting. One example would be Joan Rivers, who I thought would be very, sort of like her persona, kind of a polarizing, kind of a loud, brash person. But she was really a sweetheart, very nice and polite, and it was kind of fun to go to her house. She even gave us gifts. So sometimes the persona you see on TV isn't quite the same as it is in real life.
Did they all want to talk about their lives and careers?
It is something of a challenge because a lot of times people will say, I don't want to look back, I'm still looking forward. And it takes a little bit of time. But I think what we do in Pioneers of Television is we're trying to sort of look at the big picture, the broad range of their career, the impact they've had. And once they understand that we're not just there for 5 minutes of talk, but we really want to get in depth, I think that they tend to be more open to our interviews, yeah.
So how long were the interviews generally?
I mean, typically we're sitting down for a couple of hours, and, you know, it takes a little bit of time to kind of gain their trust, and they sort of realize that we've done our homework, and, yeah, then we kind of dive in, and a lot of times things come out in that longer interview that might not come out in a shorter interview.
What happens then with the parts of the interviews that weren't used in the show?
Well, a number of pieces end up on the website. If you Google Pioneers of Television, PBS has designed a great new website just for the show. A lot of the outtakes and longer stories are there that are kind of fun to see.
For you personally, did you get any interesting insights into the lives and the careers of these funny ladies when you were putting the show together and doing the interviews?
Well, you know, they're all sort of very different. I mean, one thing I thought was fascinating was to learn how Lucille Ball, of course, from I Love Lucy and many other shows, got her technique. I mean, she basically was a very a methodical, precise, rehearsal-driven kind of person. She would work out the comedy, every little detail, you know. Is my hand funnier if I put it here, if I put it here? I mean, she was very precise about it, and sometimes drove her co-stars nuts because they would want to kind of just go in the moment and sort of do improv, which is very fashionable, but she was not an improvisational person at all. And just kind of seeing how much work she put into it and how much sort of formal training she had. I mean, you literally at MGM could go to, funny college, essentially, and she sort of did, where she learned all the techniques that she used so successfully. So it's kind of funny to see how that worked compared to, like, a Carol Burnett, who, you know, was very improvisational, very much, you know, they'd crack up during the show because they were doing it sort of spontaneously. So just seeing how different people worked was really fascinating for me.
Well, you talk about Lucille Ball. In one anecdote, it sounds like she drove the tech people nuts, too, where the camera was just, off a couple of inches, and she knew that.
Yeah, she very much was in charge of everything, and there's a funny story in the show that, you know, she talks about how, you know, originally Desi Arnaz, her husband, really kind of ran the operation, and Lucy just got to perform, which she was good at. Well, they broke up in kind of a famous Hollywood divorce, and she had to take control of the show, and it was a difficult thing for her at first to kind of manage people, but eventually she did. And there's one anecdote in the show where she told Carol Burnett, you know, after I took control of the show, that's when they put the S at the end of my name. I'll leave it at that. It's a family show.
Well, another one of the funny ladies that you feature in the show, and someone who's still going strong, is Betty Waite. And I guess for me, I was almost surprised to see how far back her career goes.
Yeah, I mean, last night were the Golden Globes, and the very, very first Emmy Awards, she was up for an Emmy. Isn't that amazing? Her career dates back to the 1940s, and some of the very first television shows that were ever on the West Coast, they literally would say, okay, Betty, you know, here's a piano, here's a microphone, you have 6 hours a day to fill, you know, and she would interview passersby and, you know, just do anything, and I think she learned quickly how to act kind of, very spontaneously and improvisationally, and she has a great wit about her, which is really kind of interesting, and that's, I think, why she's a good guest on so many different shows, is she really can deliver a line, and yeah, right, she, from the 1940s right through today, she still shows on every night, it seems like.
And then there are other interviews, of course, with people talking about these pioneers, these pioneering funny ladies. Let's see, Tina Fey and Margaret Cho. Were they happy to talk about the women that influenced them?
Yeah, it was interesting how some things, sort of stay the same, and how the new generation sort of learns from the old generation. Tina Fey was having a fascinating interview because she, of course, got her start in Chicago at Second City, and I didn't realize till we began this process that so did Joan Rivers. And they both sort of told, and they were there about 30 years differently. They told sort of the same stories about what it was like to kind of learn comedy at that particular venue. So, yeah, some of the methods of learning and the people we know really haven't changed much over the years.
Another thing that I found interesting about watching this first episode of Pioneers in Television about the funny ladies, and we've been touching on it, is how much work went into creating their craft. Some, like you mentioned, Lucille Ball, educated more or less at MGM, and others just like Betty White, I think, just flying, you know, just here, do it, and learning on the spot.
Yeah, and one woman we haven't talked much about is Mary Tyler Moore, and in that regard, her story is interesting because she, you know, was chosen first for the Dick Van Dyke Show and then, of course, later for her own show, but she was first chosen just because of her look. She had that kind of all-American girl look, and she was not really a comedian, and she had to learn it on the job on the Dick Van Dyke Show. You know, she sort of picked it up very quickly, and then the writers kind of wrote to her strengths. One of which, she's the funniest crier on television. She can cry funny. And so they would write scenes for her to do that throughout her career. So she was really lucky in that she had a surrounding training and staff and writers and producers who really worked to her strengths, which was not true of someone like Phyllis Diller, who tried to have her own sitcom, tried to have her own variety show, but because the people around her didn't really tap into what was good about her, her strengths, those didn't succeed. Of course, she succeeded in many other ways, but Mary Tyler Moore, of course, was a great success because of her surrounding staff.
And you have a scene from Phyllis Diller, I think it was a variety show attempt, that was actually kind of embarrassing to watch, where she's, what, singing on a beach, with, I think, is it Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello with her, too?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. She admits she's a terrible dancer, and so what did the director do? They had a big dance number, they had a singing number. She doesn't do either of those things, and you're right, it's kind of painful to watch, but it's kind of fun to watch. And those are the kind of moments we're trying to capture in Pioneers of Television, not embarrassing moments, but I mean moments that sort of give you an idea of what's really going on in that particular show. There's it reminds me of, speaking of embarrassing moments, in the second episode on Primetime Soaps, there was a moment when Henry Kissinger, the Secretary of State, actually appeared on Dynasty, and he didn't know what to do. He was like a five-year-old boy, and it's hilarious. Joan Collins talked about it, and so we put it in the show, and every time I watch it, it's funny. So it's just hilarious how bad he is as an actor, Henry Kissinger. Of course, you would expect that, but the point being is that we're trying to make the show, all the episodes, kind of entertaining and fun, and hopefully people will learn something as well.
Well, Mr. Trinkline, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you. It's been fun.
That's Mike Trinklein. He's the writer-producer of the PBS series Pioneers of Television. The first episode, Funny Ladies, airs tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, on SDPB-TV. Other episodes in the series include primetime soap, superheroes, and mini-series. So stay tuned for all of that.